You know, I've told the story before, but I'm going to tell it again. And in all of New York State, there are only 9 towns that are completely dry. That means no alcohol. New York specifically allows cities and counties to exercise a local option by public referendum whether to go dry. One of those towns is Argyle in Washington County, New York. In Argyle, the measure has come up for a vote for decades, only to be defeated by voters. So, well, what do brewers do? Well, they have a wonderful brewery, the Argyle Brewing Company, and then you just put it in the next town where it's not dry. So, given the slogan, dry town, wet basements. The Argyle Brewing Company is in Greenwich, New York. It's a New York State farm brewery and has quickly becoming the place to meet in town after opening in early 2014. The brewery operates under a New York farm brewery license, meaning a certain amount of their ingredients come from New York State. The brewer trio joins us this morning, Matt Stewart, Chris Castrio, and Rich Thomas. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Morning, Joe. Long time no see.
Yeah, I know.
Hi.
It's great to have you back. It's been almost a long time. We didn't have you back since last year. So you're now, 2 years into this great experiment, right?
Yeah, two years on Monday marks our 2-year opening. Yeah.
So what have you learned in 2 years?
What the heck were we thinking?
We learned that
people like beer.
People like really beer. Like beer. Yeah. And the more important thing, on a serious note, we learned that we definitely picked the right town. Initially, we chose it for location and infrastructure, but we could not have made a better choice than with Greenwich.
Now, I joke when I'm in there that, whenever I see a tap that is empty, I say, man, this town can drink. And but I assume we're seeing that in towns across the landscape. Mm-hmm. There are many breweries in our region, and they are all doing quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think whenever possible, people are going to seek out their local brewery. And, it's a fun gathering spot for people. You run into people you know, but you always meet new people.
Yeah.
You never know what topic of conversation is going to come up on any given
true.
Night.
Yes.
That's true. I'm fascinated by, and we'll get into seasonal beer here in just a second, but I'm fascinated by the fact that through this, you've been able to, on any given night, you just have a lot of people that are coming in, and it's what you do is there's no. By the way, there's a magazine called Edible Capital District, and the new issue is out, and they do a lovely write up on the Argyle Brewery and these guys, and one of the things that comes out of that article is that a lot of the decisions that you made early on that were conscious have really, I think, helped you in the great success that you've had over the past few years of, we're not going to have stools, we're not going to have TV sets, we're not going to make this a bar room, mm-hmm. This is going to be a tasting room, we're going to have people come in, and we want you, God forbid, to talk to each other.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
It is. I can honestly say that over the past couple of years, I have made probably some of the best lifelong friends that are going to be there forever. I mean, people from, as I joke, even people from over the river and what have you coming to our neck of the woods. It's awesome.
It is. And the other thing that I find fascinating when I occasionally go is to see.
What's it been, 2 days?
Yeah, I know. is that you, what I find fascinating is that people come in with maps. And they're like they're on a mission and they're going around and they're trying the different beers from all the breweries, and it becomes really a destination, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I tend to run the tap room every Saturday, and the people that I don't recognize, I always like to ask where they're from, and I will honestly say, well more than half of those people are from this neck of the woods, the Capital District, Lotto Latham, Clifton Park, and they're just looking for a nice little, drive in the country and not jockeying for parking or anything like that, and it's really neat to see.
So go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's fun, too, to see how quickly they are accepted by all the regulars that are hanging out in the tap room that day, and they just become part of the crowd. within 3-4 minutes.
Oh, sure. And then you find them, and then hopefully you'll see them again.
Yeah.
It's great. Quick story, and that is, so in the wintertime, it's cold. Like winter is supposed to be. It's cold. And you guys decide that you're gonna bottle this special beer, and you put this vanilla porter into a what barrel?
It was a bourbon.
Bourbon. Yeah.
And we had two bourbon and one rye whiskey.
Okay, yeah. Rye whiskey. Yeah. And you put up on your site, and on Sunday morning you're going to open up, and then there's a line out there.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
And then I'm an idiot, so I'm sitting out there in the cold, and I'm pleading with the other people on Facebook, going, well, we can all just show, if we all agree to just show up at 12 o'clock, we don't have to freeze to death.
We did have donuts, though.
No, you did have donuts. We had donuts, and it was great. But my point is that it's really fascinating that that's the kind of excitement that is built up. I bring that up because you have the same kind of excitement when it comes to your maple porter. What is it about a beer like that people are all drooling over and asking you? I know it just went on tap this week on Wednesday night. So what is it like to have something like that, because the first year that was another one where it was straight out the right out of the door.
Yeah. We went through the entire stock in 8 hours the first year. Mm-hmm. Last year we made quite a bit more, and it lasted a few weeks. We didn't make quite as much this year, just because of conditions and circumstances, but we're about halfway through it.
Yeah, we're already halfway through.
And we just started pouring on Wednesday.
Did you bring it?
We did.
Of course.
Sure, okay. I have not tried it yet. I have not had my 2000...
We knew you'd be thirsty.
Great. I have not had my 2016...
Oh, you haven't? Oh, great.
No, I haven't seen you guys. I was... Some of us have to work.
hey, we were working.
No, I know. Very hard, I should note.
Quality control is the worst part of the job. That's all I got
to
say.
What makes a maple porter? Who wants to take this? Chris?
Sure. The maple porter, what makes it special is the way it's made. And it comes right from the trees. There is no tap water in there. So we tap the trees, or we have, people tap for us, of course. And we reduce the sap down to a certain sweetness and taste. And then we brew from there. And in the entire process, there's one part of the process called sparging, where you're actually spraying usually water over the top of the grain beds to, get every last nice piece out of there. We actually do that with the sap, too. So there's absolutely no tap water in there. And it just makes a very unique beer.
Now, when you say unique beer, this tastes different than last year's.
Every year, it's a little different. Just again,
I'm not saying it's better. Maybe a little bit better.
I don't remember. Well, the beauty of making a seasonal beer and keeping it seasonal is that your mind, will store there. It's like, wow, what was that last year that it was taste? I really liked it. Can't wait till next year. And then you come into it. Now, two things could go. I mean, you could have this year's batch and be disappointed, which would be a shame. Or what you just had was the experience like, wow, I like this even better than last year.
Yeah.
So,
because normally when I walk in, Matt will just have my mug filled with red ale.
17.
Just like as I, thank you. As I pull into the parking lot. So now over the next couple of weeks, feel free. Pour that instead.
Absolutely.
Rich, you're the scientist. Tell me about when, in the last couple of weeks that I've been in there, you've had these two big glass jugs, bottles.
Oh, the carboys, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We
and they're out in the tasting room, and it looks like there's a science experiment going on there. And when I asked any of you would say, oh yes, that's the maple porter doing its thing. So what was it doing, and what were we watching there?
Well, there's always a science experiment going on in the brewery. This time we thought it would be fun, since we had a little extra maple porter, to actually put it in some glass carboys and put it out in the tasting room, so our customers could watch what fermentation looks like. It's kind of like a snow globe effect inside the carboy as it's fermenting. The yeast are active, they're consuming sugars, they're producing CO2, and they're just working their way through the beer. When they're done with their job, they'll settle out to the bottom, and it was kind of fun to take customers over and show them what was going on and point out the yeast that was collecting on the bottom. It's something that a lot of them have never seen before.
Now, the yeast will react differently to the sugar in the 2016 sap than it will from the sap of 2015.
It could. Mother Nature has a lot to say about the maple porter. So
yes, she does.
The sap coming out of the trees each year could be more or less concentrated.
Good job this year, Mother Nature. Good
job,
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
High five, Mother Nature.
Yeah. Once the yeast is pitched and acclimated, it'll eat through the sugars at a pretty consistent rate, and it should finish out nice and clean. And we see that across all of our beers. But the maple porter is unique because the types of sugars that are in that beer are different than the other styles we brew.
The talk about the other styles that you brew. You have, what, 6 beers on tap at any given time, right?
Yeah.
Well, 7. Actually.
7 right now.
We try for 7.
Yeah, we try for 7.
7.
You know,
it'll
6 regulars, 1 rotator.
Okay, all right. So,
yeah.
So what are the popular ones? What do people drink?
Well, the probably the most popular still to date is the Hop To It IPA.
Okay.
IPAs are, you know, like
the big
kind
thing.
Of king.
Yeah.
But second to that is the Red Ale, which you like. And and since we rebranded that, it's the Rough and Ready number 2. Yeah. And the reason why it's called that is to honor the oldest pump truck in the state of New York, which is just 3 doors up. And when we got to take a gander at that, and we have a lot of the firemen come in, and so we teamed up with them, and we're selling a lot of their wares in honor of that museum, and hopefully get more attention towards that.
It's really cool. It's a neat place, and it's a great beer too. I'm just saying. but that's kind of more of a constant thing. That tastes the same pretty much whenever you drink it, right?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rich.
That's the goal.
And that's the quality control.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables that go into it. It's certainly a challenge to put a consistent product out there with all the things that can affect the flavor. But we pride ourselves on paying a lot of attention to that.
When you go in and say for a seasonal, what the next season will be a Shandy, is it probably?
We'll get something else before that.
For
even.
A pure seasonal, it probably will be the Shandy. Yeah. But we got some. We're talking Rich and I.
Stumbler Brown.
Bringing the Stumbler Brown back, which is a really malty brown ale with a nice little hint of a smoked malt in there, and then we should probably make Witch's Brew pretty soon.
Oh, man.
We can't go too long between batches of Witch's Brew.
Yeah,
and the Coffee Porter, too.
Yeah, Coffee Porter
now,
is another one. Attention.
Okay, so talk to me about the Witch's Brew. What's the alcohol content on that?
low 7s, yeah. So it's a big one for us, but we just mask all the liquor with Ghirardelli chocolate, so it...
Yeah. Doesn't taste like
it doesn't taste
has
strong.
That much alcohol in it.
You have to be careful.
Scary smooth.
Well, you do have to be careful. This is all what right. I'm going to say because my brother and my brother-in-law, you know, that just about destroyed us. And
you're welcome.
Yeah,
I don't say it like it's a bad thing.
You probably got along the best you ever had
with my family.
A lot of high fives.
Absolutely. No, yes, I agree with your politics. Yeah, there was a lot of that. It was good. Let me ask you about. So, what is Witch's Brew? Is it chocolate?
It's a bitter chocolate oatmeal stout.
Yeah.
And so, what gives it the alcohol?
The grain bill on that one is the largest out of any of the other beers we do. So we're filling up our mash tun to the max.
Yeah, we can't even make
grain.
A full batch of it.
Yeah. It's just the size of the grain bill, which gives us a lot of sugar in that wort, and that translates to the higher alcohol in the finished beer.
So we talk about seasonal beers, this is sap time. So we're enjoying the maple porter. What else would be appropriate for this holiday?
Easter holiday. Well, pretty much everyone is a it's like Easter eggs.
You don't want just
one color Easter egg here, Joe.
That's true.
So. I'd like to say that the a good for transitional time of year with the weather is our alt beer, which we actually brought some today.
So let's try that. What's in that? Oh, I got a. We only have about a minute and a half, but go ahead.
Alt beer is a German amber style ale, actually Rich has concocted our own pretty much proprietary yeast strain for it as well.
Yep.
It's super smooth, goes well with any meal that you're eating, things like that. And
by the way, just that term proprietary yeast strain, I find very sexy.
Isn't that cool? We like it.
That's very cool. This is a great beer. This is like, but it's also very one of the things that, and we are out of time, but one of the things I love, if you go into the brewery, you got to hear Matt spiel, because man, he's got it down. Like, he asks what people like to drink, and then they always look at him like, ooh. Yeah. And then he goes from left to right and goes through the surrounding.
It's almost like being possessed by like the friendly ghosts of beer or something like that. I just go into this realm where it's like boom, 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 right down the line.
This is the kind of beer. This is your meat and potatoes beer, and this is the kind of beer I want to have when I'm on the mountain. I've heard this like 3,000 times, but this is
tell me to stop, so I must be doing something right.
Absolutely. No. Well, we
don't have
folks.
A TV, so you know, we got to entertain somehow.
That's right. You got absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's the Argyle Brewing Company, ABC, and New York State Farm Brewery doing a great job. ArgyleBrewing.com. You can check them out on Facebook. Or, hey, how about in person? 1 Main Street in Greenwich, New York. They are at the end of the town. If you go through the stoplight and you then don't see them, then you have to turn around. Because then you're out of the town. Gentlemen, it's always good to have you here. Matt, Chris, Rich, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Joe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, or tonight. ArgyleBrewing.com. ArgyleBrewing.com.